Gordon Carter and Jerry will no longer play at a Salmon Arm playing field. Carter contacted The Observer after Jerry, his dog, had recovered from a bout illness that began 2 weeks prior, following what had been a usual morning visit to the downtown sports field, aka Safeway Fields, east of Centinoka Park Mall. "I would exercise him in the morning before it became busy," said Carter of the Brittany Spaniel. "He's a well-trained dog, so I could just let him run. I could lay him down at 200 yards and he'd stay there forever until I whistled his release, so I had total control over him. My habit was to let him, as long as he wasn't bothering anybody, have the free rein of that whole field and I could control him with my whistle." On the last day of this morning routine, Carter said Jerry was enjoying some free range at the park when started sniffing something on the ground. "The next thing I know, he's got something in his mouth," said Carter. In the vicinity of where Jerry had been sniffing, Carter found on the ground various items of concern, including needles. "I saw him sniffing around that stuff, and when he starts to sniff I stop and then I go over and have a look, and he's interested in all the garbage that the people leave there," said Carter. "I haven't seen him eat any of that stuff, I just know that he got sick there, and when I tried to understand what was going on and started looking around more carefully, I see all this drug paraphernalia stuff laying around, so I'm just not going back there." Carter said Jerry was sick for 2 days. "He stopped having bowel movements completely," said Carter. "I know his schedule, and so I knew right away something is up. For 2 days there was nothing, and every now and then he would arch his back, and on two occasions he yelped in pain." Carter took Jerry to a veterinarian clinic but was unable to get in to see the vet. He said staff recommended he take Jerry to the animal hospital either in Kamloops or Kelowna the next morning if things didn't clear up. "It did clear up, however, and Jerry is doing well," said Carter, who took his concerns regarding the items on Safeway to the city, which owns the southern portion of the field while the northern half is owned by School District 83. Their comment was, "We are aware of the problem and, we've got somebody going there today and we're doing the best that we can through our bylaw officers to try and get a handle on all of that," said Carter. "They were very understanding and attentive to my complaint, and they told me they're being vigilant with their bylaw officers, and I'm sure that they are." Salmon Arm Roads and Parks manager Darren Giroux said city staff continuously monitor parks and open spaces for potential hazards as part of their regular maintenance duties, and take action to address any issues they find. "However, it's important to note that we can't be present in every location at all times," said Giroux in an email to The Observer. "We recognize that individuals and pet owners may encounter hazards or substances while using public spaces. We encourage everyone to exercise caution and conduct their own assessments before engaging in activities at any location." Giroux urged reporting any hazards, substances found to city operations, or submit a concern through the City of Salmon Arm's online request tracker. Carter and Jerry have since relocated their morning routine to the dog area at the South Salmon Arm Fairgrounds. "Boy, we're lucky there," said Carter. "That's really a nice spot."